Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For you. Okay, so now I'm going to move into, if you need emergency food assistance, when you call, if you need food right away, if you are in dire need, please let my caseworkers know. We will get food out to you as quickly as possible. Also, too, with regard to home care. With home care, if you need a private aide to help you at home to take care of your personal care needs, that's a program that we offer. Now, we know that a lot of people have become unemployed since COVID-19 pandemic has taken over our lives. Many of you who are over 60 and need a personal care aide have a friend or a family member who is not working and out of work. If you would like that person to help take care of you, someone that you is inside your comfort zone in your personal family network, tell my staff that you're interested in the consumer-directed home care program. That's for people that are over age 60 and not on Medicaid. We also have personal emergency response systems. This is like the one that goes on your wrist or around your neck. It's a bracelet with a button that if you fall and you need assistance, if you push that button, it will contact your emergency response person. If you need help with health insurance, some people that have become unemployed may not have their health insurance anymore. We offer health insurance counseling to help you figure out what program is best for you. It's an unbiased program. You're not going to be led in the way of the salesperson you're talking to. It's an independent person that works right here at Erie County. Now, transportation. Transportation has been reduced since COVID-19 has kicked off. But it was important to me and the county executive that we kept up transportation for dialysis and essential appointments. So that number is 858-RIDE, which is 7433. What you can do is call them and as a suggested donation of $3 per ride or $8 for the wheelchair van. So what's on our next slide, Mark? Okay, moving on to combating social isolation. So we all know that this is kind of the next phase of where we're at. So Oasis Senior Advisors has developed a Caring Cards for Senior program. And what they're doing is they're asking volunteers while they're at home to utilize the materials that they have in their house and make homemade cards for seniors. What you can do is call Matt at 717-3664. I believe his email address is on the screen. And he will coordinate the pickup and also the delivery for those cards. Initially, Matt has identified nursing homes and assisted living facilities, and he's also agreed to provide my staff with approximately 400 cards, because we have about 400 vulnerable seniors that are homebound that we are going to get those cards out to, and our staff are calling them once a week to make sure that they are okay. Another program is Catholic Charities. They have the telephone assistance program. That phone number is 218-1400. Again, 218-1400. We ask that you leave a message and they will call you back. They will check on you to see how you're doing. CompPierre is another adult program that provides social support. That phone number is 883-3331, extension 314. Again, it's 883-331, extension 314. Okay, those of you who like music, we all know the county executive is doing a daily concert, or every other day, Mark?
Every other day.
Okay. Now, there's 1,300 seniors that come to the annual Erie County Senior Picnic. It's a two-day event. You might remember, those of you that attended, there was a gentleman who was our entertainment. His name is Tom Bender. He now is doing concerts. I think he's in competition with Mark, but I'm not sure.
He's better than me.
Yeah. And so if you go to YouTube and you search Tom Bender Music Streaming Live, again, that's Tom Bender Music Streaming Live, you can find Tom's videos and how you can sign up to find out when he loads new ones.
The other thing I'll note, too, we added is a lot of people don't realize this, but our Buffalo and Erie County Public Library system, you can download free music for your own use. So if you have a library card, you can go online and you can actually download to your devices, your phone, your laptops, actually free music, a limited amount per month. But it is a pretty neat service that most people don't realize we have. So just go to the library and check that out.
Thanks, Mark. Also, too, those of you who are seniors and you have not yet embraced social media, okay, this might be the opportunity for you to begin to learn about social media. It's a great way to see pictures of your grandkids and other people in your family and stay connected. So if you need a little help, contact someone in your family who you know who's using social media, and maybe they can teach you how to get set up. Other things that we have identified is reading. You know, we all used to read a lot when we were younger. Reading is good. In-home exercise, spring cleaning, maybe some light yard work, games and puzzles. These are things that you can do to combat your social isolation. Now, one thing I will tell you that today, my senior staff and I has decided we're going to identify our most popular programs that tend to be in a group setting at the senior citizen homes, and we're going to try to go viral with those programs. I don't want to get too much into it, but I think Mr. Fitness might be involved, and we're hoping to find out more about that later on in the week.
That's not me. I'm not Mr. Fitness. That's Richard Durwald.
Yeah, I think he was mentioned a couple weeks ago when you were talking about Peter Anderson's wrestling ring.
Yes, Richard is in his 80s. I won't say exactly how old he is, but when we say Mr. Fitness, he is the senior fitness guru because he's in great shape and he loves helping others exercise.
All right, very good. I think we can move on to the next slide, Mark.
I think might be it for you. Yep. I think you got anything else?
I was going to talk about the nursing homes.
Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. So nursing homes throughout Erie County, there are 35 nursing homes. I sent them all an email this morning, and I'm following up with phone calls. What we're doing is we're checking to see if they're doing okay. If they need some assistance, I provided them with an emergency response form that they can use to order personal protective equipment that they need for their staff to help ensure that their staff and their seniors are safe. So they will be submitting those for the things that they need to the EFS8@erie.gov. That's again, that's EFS8@erie.gov, or they can call the 858-2300 number for those requests. So I appreciate those of you that have already submitted requests and those who have been friendly on the phone. It's nice to know that people that share a common mission of my department, that we're all working well together. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you for your service to the county. And for those of you who don't know, David serves our country as well. He's a member of the reserves, has been in active duty many times, including in the Iraq-Afghanistan conflict. He's a medic and a Bronze Star recipient, if I remember correctly.
Yes,
so thank you, David, for your service.
And actually, while you're talking about veterans, we do have a skeleton crew on for the Veterans Department, and that's 858-6363. So those of you that need help with a claim, have an active claim, my staff is taking turns working every other day, so that resource is still there for you. Again, Erie County Veterans Service Agency, 858-6363. Thank you.
Thanks, David. We're going to go through the rest of these slides pretty quickly and open it up to questions. Dan's, I know, got a lot of questions there. We, of course, want everyone to remember the child care for essential workers. If you are a daycare facility and you have open slots, or you're an individual who's an essential employee and you need daycare, please register one of two places, www.wnychildren.org, westernnewyorkchildren.org. That's the Child Care Resource Network of Western New York. And you can call 716-877-6666. So if you need child care, call that number. If you have some open slots as a child care entity, call that number. We want to place people in there. Mental health and wellness, we talked about this yesterday. AA and Narcotics Anonymous meetings are been canceled or postponed until further notice. However, the 24-hour addiction line is available, 716 831-7007. If you are in a crisis situation and you don't know where to turn and you're feeling that there's no hope in the future, please know there is. There's a lot of people who care about you. You know, a lot of people are depressed. A lot of people are stressed out. Anxiety is normal. It's very normal at this point. But we want you to know that there's help out there. There's hope available. If you are feeling that you're on your last string, don't think that way. Call the Crisis Services Hotline at 716-834-3131, the number on the screen, and it's manned 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and someone will be there to show you that hope is available. And then for our friends that may be dealing with domestic violence issues, the hotline number to call is 1-800-942-6906. You can also, if you are in a very dangerous situation, you can call 911 if you have the ability to call. But we want to remind everybody, you can text to 9112. Mm-hmm. It's an initiative that my administration put in a few years ago. I want to thank our former Commissioner of Central Police Services, John Glasgow, for spearheading that effort. But you can text to 911. So if you're in a dangerous situation and can't call because you're afraid of what might happen if someone heard you call, you can text. Please text. Someone will answer that text. They will respond, and we will react. We will come out there, and we will protect you from the person who is abusing you. Once again, mental health and wellness. It's a crazy situation, but we want everyone to take a break, read a book, enjoy, talk to your loved ones, even if it's on the phone. If you got the capability to use this and communicate, FaceTime, things like that, Zoom, go ahead and do it. I've done that with just talking and reading and things like that with others that I've not been able to get in contact with. It's the right thing to do. Play some music. You can borrow some from our library. You can make your own videos, put those online, and maybe people will like them too. But do something to show the rest of the world that you are still out there and you want to communicate with everyone, because while we need to be physically distanced from each other, that does not mean we should socially disconnect. We should still be connected. COVID-19 call center, it's available starting 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. You've heard the number many times before, 858-2929. Do not call with hypotheticals. Please call with actual issues that you're dealing with. Someone is there to answer the phone, to answer your questions. If you are calling about a doctor or a physician or healthcare provider, there's a specific number for you to, or button for you to press when you get in, so you can be directed to the correct individuals. But this is not an answering service. This is not your call in India. You're actually talking to people who are in this building, in the Rath building, on various floors, because we've got so many of them now. But you will talk to a real person. Lots of websites, lots of information. Once again, that's available from the national CDC site, which is just coronavirus.com. Excuse me, is it coronavirus.com? Coronavirus.gov. Coronavirus.gov to the Erie County site. It is updated at least daily with the most more information as we get it, so people can get accurate information. I just want to remind everybody we're here. We're going to be here through the duration. I've been sending people home that have been working too hard because I don't want them to burn out. So there's some people in my office who have off today. There's some people in the health department who have off today. And I just want to thank each and every one of the individuals who's been working on behalf of the greater community for the good that you're doing to protect our public. Dr. Gail Burstein is here every day. I've been here every day, but taking off a little bit every now and then from a standpoint of I'm not here 16 hours. I want to thank everybody who's been concerned about my well-being. I'm getting sleep, so I am getting sleep. Occasionally I'll put a music video up, maybe another tonight. I don't know. We'll see how busy I am, because sometimes I have conference calls well till late in the night. But I want people to understand that we're taking this seriously, and we're also watching out for our own well-being, because it doesn't help anyone if I burn out, if David burns out, if Kate burns out, if our friend Mark Leffler sitting over there, who's been helping us out from the Department of DPW, Buildings and Grounds, burns out. Monica behind the phone, she was off yesterday, right, Monica? Right. Yeah, she was off yesterday. Dan Meyer, he's been off. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Dan to start asking some questions, which I'll repeat into the microphone.
County Executive Holland Carrs on WBEN.
I want to compliment us on the map. That's very user-friendly. You can look at it on a regular basis. And on that, someone asked, on behalf of someone who is one of the 116 active cases, give me guidance or advice for someone. These are obviously very stressful in uncertain times. But do you have any advice, either what the county could possibly do, or just your own personal advice on how people who are in one of the active cases can cope with waiting to find out in terms of their own health and their long-term prognosis?
We're talking about the COVID-19 map, which you see I just put on the screen and then updated, and we have the most recent figures. They were very appreciative of it, but they also know what, if they were an individual who is positive, tested positive, what they can do to help with their own mental wellness issues. And I think it's important for people to realize that a lot of people are scared out there about COVID-19, but there's also a number of individuals who have it in our community. And we want people to understand that they are really stressed about what could happen. As we noted, the good thing today is we identified that there's 4 recovered, that individuals who had COVID-19 are now recovered from COVID-19. So it does show that you can recover from this illness. There's lots of helplines that are available if you want to just talk to somebody, including about your illness yourself. You could always call the 858-2929 phone number. There's many help lines and assistance that are out there to ensure that people who are in a stressful situation such as this can get their questions answered, whether it's the crisis services helplines, some of the ones that we have in county government. The mental health office of New York State offers a helpline as well. I had that number previously. Unfortunately, I don't have it right now. But what the biggest thing I want you to know is if you are tested positive, you should be in isolation, which is not a great thing. No one wants to be in isolation. You should monitor your symptoms. You should be in contact with your doctor. You will be in contact with an epidemiologist or a member from our epidemiologist staff from the Erie County Department of Health to keep track of your symptoms. We want you to know you're not going to go through this alone. You may have to be by yourself in a room for the rest of your family or others, but we don't want you to go through this alone. We want you to know we're here for you as a community. And what I really want to see more of is no more of those deaths. I want to see that green number recovered go up. And I'm hoping by the end of today we're actually able to add 1 or 2 more if individuals get through the period of time after they first showed symptoms and were tested positive, then maybe we can add that on the recovered. So to those of you who have COVID-19 at home who may be watching this, including the individual who wrote a message, just know that we're here for you, and don't be afraid to call us, and we'll be calling you too to check and make certain that everything's okay. Next question.
Next one is regarding the federal stimulus package and specifically money coming to Erie County. Can you talk a bit more about
question on the federal stimulus package and money coming to Erie County?
In regards to the federal stimulus package and what will be coming to Erie County, if anything, I want to thank Senator Chuck Schumer for his strong advocacy to get a federal stimulus package through that helps not only local businesses, national businesses, states, but it's my understanding that Erie County will be part of that package for approximately $160 million of assistance, which is to help us cope with the response to COVID-19 as well as the loss of potential revenue. I don't have all the specifics of whether that's paid out over 1 year or an extended period. But I do thank Senator Schumer and, of course, Congressman Brian Higgins locally for fighting very hard to ensure that local governments, or at least those that are, I know, over a population size of 500,000 or more, are provided the resources they need to react and respond to this crisis. We know it's going to be very expensive in the long run to do it. We're spending a lot of money from the initial $5 million that we designated, just even on purchasing food for first responders, ensuring that we have a place for homeless people to go. And I'm really thankful that Senator Schumer was able to come up very strong. As I said, we've been told it's $159 million that'll be provided to Erie County. I don't know all the specifics if that's over a one-year period, if it's a longer period, and everything associated with it. But if that's what we're eligible for in the long run, it really is going to help us get through this as a municipality with, one, the cost of response, and, two, what we know will happen, which is the loss of revenue that we did expect to receive because of all the shutdowns. Next question.
Next question. We get this quite a bit. Retrofitting sites. One of the references often is the old Erie County home in Alden. Also some references to some recently closed schools. What is Erie County doing working with the state and other entities on maybe...
good question about retrofitting existing sites.
The question is retrofitting sites. What is Erie County doing to work to potentially retrofit older sites so they could be turned into hospital facilities? We have looked at a number of locations, including hotels. We've excluded some because they just don't have the capabilities that we need. We're looking at other locations potentially for mass casualty ICU bed locations, and what we're thinking about is we may be looking at the convention center. We've actually done some initial analysis with regards to the convention center and the exhibit hall and the convention center. If we needed to have that much, it's best to have individuals in a location where it's you can have like one hot zone, so you don't have to constantly put on and off PPEs for medical professionals. So we're looking at that. We're also have a couple other sites that we're identifying for people who do not have the illness but need housing, supportive housing, whether it's homeless or individuals for other reasons have housing issues. So there's a number of things we're doing. We're working with our local partners in the private sector and the public sector and identifying that. We'll continue to do that, but as of right now, we don't have any one set location identified. We have taken a look at the Erie County home. If we had to convert a portion of it, we could. But it's more of a long-term issue, so right now it's not on the agenda. It's more on the back burner. If we had to convert the Erie County home, we could do it, but that's more months away as compared to some of the stuff that we feel we could get done in a very short period of time, including having conversations with the Army Corps of Engineers that if we get decreed to have a hospital, they could help us basically create a hospital, not build the building, but build a location for the hospital and then work with our partners to man it. Next question.
Next question. This is probably directed to you and Commissioner Shank regarding parks. You made clear that while Chestnut Ridge is our crown jewel, we want to see people visiting.
All right, just a question about parks there on News Radio 930 WBEN. I think we'll pull out of the county executive's statement and news conference at this point. Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Chief of Staff Phil Kennedy behind the scenes on the other side of the glass. And we have something very, very special that is coming up today between 4 and 5 o'clock. How many of you, and I apologize for the voice once again, there are reasons for that, which we will not get into right now, maybe later on, but how many of you at various points during this situation have said, boy, I really wish that I could talk to a doctor. I have a question that I'd like a doctor to answer about COVID-19. Well, we're going to give you that very opportunity. Because coming up at 4 o'clock today, we will have with us Anthony Billetier, MD, Anthony Billetier IV, MD, Executive Vice President, Chief Medical Officer at Independent Health. If the name sounds familiar, it should, because Dr. Billetier is the former Erie County Health Commissioner. He used to do the job Dr. Gail Burstein is doing these days. Dr. Billetier maintains his academic practice of emergency medicine with the University at Buffalo and also emergency medicine residency at the Erie County Medical Center. And we could go on and on reading the CV of Dr. Billetier, but I think we've established the fact that he knows his stuff. So if you have a question that you would like to ask of Dr. Billetier, obviously we'll do that starting at 4 o'clock on News Radio 930 WBEN, and your chance to ask the doctor. And, you know, one of the things that haven't really had a chance to talk to you guys about over the past however long it's been, and, you know, it's kind of funny because I think you and I might be in the same boat. The days have kind of run together, and it's difficult to remember, hey, did that come up on Thursday or did it come up yesterday? It's very difficult to keep track of time in a situation like this because many of us, yourself included, I'm quite sure, you are off your normal schedule and off your normal routine, and we've entered into this arena where many of our schedules have been upset. And, you know, the county executive, Mark Polenkars, has talked on several occasions and has offered some telephone number guidance for people who might be going through some mental duress and stress because of all of your life having been upended. And don't underestimate the idea that your routine your normal schedule and having that upset like an apple cart that was misbalanced, that can be a huge stress factor in your life. Because when you're used to doing a certain thing every morning at 7 o'clock and then something else every morning at 7:30 and then at noon, that is your lunchtime. And then you've got a special TV show or maybe a binge watch show. Something about tigers, perhaps, that, yeah, that's a big one, that you will allow yourself to immerse yourself in at 8 o'clock every night. Obviously, given the fact that all of our schedules are knocked out of whack, believe it or not, that can actually be an added stress, even if you aren't working, which in itself is a stress for many of you. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I've said this, I think, every day the last three, 4 days, ever since the Sunday show, or was it the Friday show? Underscoring a point I made a few minutes ago. There really are two different camps of people out there. And I'm sure there are more, but there are two distinct camps that I've noticed in terms of the people who are contacting me, especially with emails.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Are the people whose businesses are not closed and they're very upset that they need to go into work because they do not believe that they have been provided with proper or adequate personal protective equipment. And then on the other side of that, you've got the people who aren't working and they really want to be working. And maybe some of you listening to my voice right now, this might be the first time in your entire adult life you have basically been out of a job, where you haven't been getting up every morning, where you haven't been going in at 4 o'clock every afternoon to work a certain shift. This might be the very first time in your life where you find yourself not having a place to go to keep that paycheck coming in. And that also can be a stressor for depression. If you think about it, because if you basically are told by the government that you are a non-essential worker and your employer is deemed to be non-essential and you're sitting at home right now twiddling your thumbs wishing you could be working for a living right now, that can definitely play head games with you because you feel as though, geez, maybe you don't have a purpose. Maybe you don't have a reason for being. And the president talked about this yesterday, and I don't know if we can draw any conclusions as to the numbers of people it might affect this way. But, you know, there are folks who, when you consider all of the vagaries and all of the uncertainties about this situation, when you consider the lack of an income or being deemed as non-essential, and realizing that the ship that you are the captain of, known as your life, really isn't in your hands as much as you thought it was, that can really play some tricks with your mind. And I certainly hope it doesn't come to this, obviously, but the president had talked about the possibility for increased suicides. And again, we'll have to wait until the data are in. And I hate to talk about human tragedy and suffering as data, but in order to know whether something is on the increase or was on the increase over a certain period of time, you need to have the numbers. And, you know, something else I was thinking about, and maybe some of you are going through this right now, it's not just the COVID-19, and it's not just the economic situation that is a source of tremendous stress for you right now. It's not just that. It's all of the other things that continue to happen in life that are stress factors. I mean, you still have to clean up the vomit when your dog throws up on the floor. You still have your own other health needs of which you need to take care. You have your various appointments, if they are still open, that are necessary to the sustenance and continuation of your good health. So you've also got maybe those of you going through a divorce. You've got that going on, and that's very, very stressful. Some of you, prior to all this happening, might have been in a relationship, and the relationship came to an end. Maybe you were the one who broke it off. Maybe you're the one who had it broken off on you, and you were already bummed out going into this, and then having those additional things happen to you and your family all at the same time, you know, you can have this cumulative effect of stress. And then, of course, there is the great unknown, actually several great unknowns, namely, how long is this going to last? When are you going to get back on the job? When is a regular paycheck going to come in? Do you feel comfortable doing what it is you do for a living if what you do for a living is considered non-essential? And I would imagine that for some people, in particular the cardiac type A personalities, I wouldn't know any of those, that could play, you know, that could definitely tend to exacerbate the bad feelings. But on the other hand, I mean, those are the negatives, guys. On the other hand, we have a lot of everyday heroes out there. We have a lot of people who are helping other people to the greatest degree they possibly can. The people who are doing the grocery pickups for their frail elderly neighbors. The people who are running to the drugstore for their neighbor who's on chemo. And various errands you're doing for those folks. So if situations like this bring out the hucksters and the scam artists in society with the various charities and the various telephone calls you might be receiving, situations like this can also serve to illuminate the better angels of our nature. So it's not all doom and gloom. But as I alluded to just a few minutes ago, one of the issues that is, you know, Wall Street doesn't like it, and neither do most of us as individuals. We don't like uncertainty. And I'm sure that you don't enjoy turning on the radio and hearing some tool like myself say, "We don't know how long this is going to last. It could be weeks, it could be months." That kind of uncertainty, just like it does for the people in the stock market, can play havoc with your life as well. You know, we've never been in this situation, at least not in our lifetimes, before. Now, one of the things that I would very much like you to keep in mind is that we have Dr. Anthony Bilitier, the former Erie County Health Commissioner, coming on from 4 until 5 o'clock on News Radio 930 WBEN. Dr. Anthony Bilitier will be here to, well, not here physically because we wouldn't want to be cutting into his personal space, nor would he want to be cutting into ours at this delicate point in time. But if you have any question that you want to ask a real live doctor about COVID-19, you can call 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And I hope you'll forgive me because I seem to have had a nice case of the hiccups just in time to come on the air. You know, one of the things, and again, I'm trying to be as positive as I possibly can about this situation because as I panic, I keep on emphasizing, panic has never done anybody a bit of good. And in a situation like this, we, all of us, must be prepared for a marathon. And I don't know, and I'm sure you don't know anybody who has not been affected by this. If your husband or wife or child or grandkid works in healthcare and has to report to duty at a hospital every day, you and I both know that there is that extra sense of dread you might have because of the stories about lack of personal protective gear, because of the stories about the very virulently contagious nature of COVID-19. So we've got that going on. But one of the things that I just wanted to mention really quickly is that if you are going for a walk, if you would do us all the kindness, if you're going to be walking in the middle of the street, to maybe be a little cognizant of your surroundings. I don't know about you, but driving around, heading into work or heading back home again, there are a lot of people walking, and there are a lot of people out walking their dogs, and people are trying to maintain that social distance. So what you have is you'll have people on the sidewalk, but then you'll also have people right in the middle of the street. And some of the people in the middle of the street are wearing earbuds or headphones. And, you know, we really don't want to run anybody over. So if you can possibly walk in the street without headphones and being situationally aware, I don't think I'm the only person who might appreciate the extra vigilance. It is 3:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.